All right. And now, this is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, and I am joined by, well, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Anna Sean, and I brought my drummer.
Matias Moar.
Oh, hang on, your mic is still on the other channel. Go for it now.
Oh, Matias Moar.
Hey. And you are also in Anna's band. You're the drummer, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Although today you will be sitting quietly and chatting. Yes.
Definitely. Yes. No drums today.
Yeah. Using your voice, not your hands. And isn't that beautiful? All right. Well, why don't... well, you guys wanted to start off strong with this PSA, so I will not stop you.
Yes, we have a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Well said. So space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby.
Very good. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, I'll take the binder back. Beautifully done. And with that out of the way, let's not turn off the light. There we go. Lights back on. And now we've got the whole hour ahead of us. So,
awesome.
Anna, how long have you been making music?
I don't know, because it's been longer than I can remember.
That's awesome.
I come from a family of musicians. My dad also made music. And growing up, I was always singing and, you know, coming. My first musical memory is plagiarizing a 7-Up jingle. And I was in the back of the car, and I started singing it, and I was like 4. And my dad was like, Anna, did you write that? And I said, yes. And I had not written it. I had heard it at the movies. And then they signed me up for piano lessons.
They say all the best artists steal, so
yeah.
it's a great place to start. And how long have you two been playing together?
About 4 years now? A little more.
A little more, actually, yeah. It's 2026 already.
Yeah, it's 2026. This is the first thing I'm doing this year. We're roommates, also. We've been roommates the whole time we've lived in Boston. We both transferred into Berkeley from a school in Buenos Aires, where we're both from. And we started at the same time, so in, like, September 2021... And I had, like, just barely started to think of having a band to play with me. At first, just to record a song. And then we did a show in one of the Berkeley Ensemble rehearsal rooms.
Yes.
And it was a lot. I remember being mad that people weren't wearing masks. So a different time.
Yeah. I was about to say, September 2021 is a crazy, crazy time to start living in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we both wanted to start, and we're supposed to start before that, and because of everything, we had to start way later and go into Berkeley fully masked all the time, playing shows with masks on, I remember. Yeah, playing drums with masks is not fun.
Imagine singing.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Needless to say, it's been a long time. Mati's seen every iteration of the band. Which has been really fun.
Yes, we've changed members quite a bit.
Yeah, because people like move in and out of Boston all the time. You know how it is.
Yep. And how do you guys like Boston? You've been here long enough now.
I love it. I think it's so special. It's like 5 cities in a trench coat a little bit. But I think that's one of the coolest things about it.
Yeah, I have found myself defending Boston to other Berkeley people, because if you go to Berkeley, you typically move out of Boston immediately after finishing Berkeley,
or you just like quit Berkeley so you move
out. Exactly. So I do love Boston.
I love the music scene in Boston. I think it's a really special group of people
doing
it for the love of the game.
It's just great how organic and grassroots.
Yeah, it really feels like a place where people are. It feels like they're building what they want to see, even with how hard it is to do that kind of thing here. But it that is really cool about it.
Yep, it keeps it. You can't knock the Boston music scene down.
No, just no, never.
Keeps chugging forward. Speaking of chugging, that was either the Green Line or the commuter rail.
Oh,
I was wondering.
Yeah, rumble as it goes by.
Big rumble.
Yes, and with that big rumble as a starter, would you like to play us your first song?
Yes.
Excellent.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yikes. It's been 4 minutes since I tuned, by the way.
But it is a stuffy little room that we're in. Unfortunately. Hey, I think this is the first time this show that I've complained about the size of the studio. So that's pretty good for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Almost at the end of the day. Perfect. Yeah.
Well, we really should. We'll be moving back into that one soon, I hope.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah.
I'll show you guys afterwards. It's much bigger.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. This is a song called I Can't Fix You. I don't even feel it when you hurt me. When you hold me, it's almost like you hurt me. Ooh. It's all for you. I'm just sitting around in your corner, hoping I can lean on your shoulder. Ooh, it's up to you. You're not a puzzle, you're shard of glass. Shame. Cause I don't want to hurt to be with you, but I can't fix you.
Woo!
Thank you.
So, Anna,
yes.
You have a song coming out next week, right?
I do have a song coming out next week.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah! As I might have mentioned, I'm from Argentina. So a lot of my music, well, not all, a lot. Some of my music is in Spanish, which mm-hmm. is my native language. The song is called No Hay Donde Ir, which in Spanish translates to There's Nowhere to Go. I wrote it sometime last year. I remember I was walking home from something. It was late in the afternoon. And I was like, wow, my fingers are so numb because I'm cold. And that was like kind of the how the song started, but it kind of evolved into, I don't know, I feel like I felt very trapped at the time, in just things that I had to do, and I really love it. It turned out it's one of those like happy sounding sad lyrics song, and I think it's fun. And we play it live, which yeah. was fun to adapt because it's like kind of electronic. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, that's the song that we changed the name to, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Originally something else.
Yes.
We kept singing that part of the chorus.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that sticks in your brain, I feel like.
It's the part that's actually a catchy phrase. Yeah.
And what was it? What does it translate to?
There's Nowhere to Go.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I play it?
If you're ready to, yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh,
actually,
sweet.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Tuning, yes.
Yes. So keep you guys chat.
Yeah. So let's see. Actually, this is a question for both of you. When you're looking for a taste of home and comfort food, is there any good, like, Argentinian food Ooh. In Boston?
Ooh, that's a great question. So, I guess very,
the right person to
very
answer this.
Kind of shameless plug to one of my friends because honestly, I haven't found an Argentinian restaurant. I found similar-ish food, but I've had friends who make Argentinian empanadas, and empanadas from Argentina are very, very special. I love those. And yeah, same thing with medialunas, which are like kind of like smaller, sweeter croissants,
yeah.
maybe. So those two things, and I always have my mate with me, which is, yeah, I feel like it's gone more popular
yerba.
Now. But yeah, yerba, yeah. but it's not the caffeinated, you know, energy drink. It's
right.
the original
It's the
one,
real
but,
tea. And,
but yeah, I think those three things are the main hitting yeah. home for me. Yeah, I don't know about you.
Yeah, I feel like every time I go home to visit my family, I bring back alfajores, which are like a sweet treat that's very Argentinian. And so when I want to taste the taste of home, I have an alfajor, but yeah. they're in our pantry.
We actually have a lot of them right now, yeah.
yeah.
I'm very happy about that, yes.
It's pretty incredible how well music can travel compared to some foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I mean, I guess you consume music too, so there you go. But are there any fruits from Argentina that you cannot get here?
No.
No, okay. Yeah. Everything you can get there, you can get here.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. I mean, a lot of, I have a lot of friends from, like, Ecuador, and they, like, the fruit that you can get in Ecuador, which is, like, a very, very tropical country, mm-hmm. is very specific and very yeah. hard to grow here.
Right.
So it is rarer here, but Argentina is, like, a little lower from, mm-hmm. a little further from the equator, so our fruit is, like, not...
Yeah, we're
That's
not
special.
We're not known for our fruit.
No.
We're known for the opposite. We're known for our meat.
Yeah.
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 And yeah, you cannot get Argentinian meat here. That's
No.
And that's a shame. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, hey, something to look forward to when you go home, yeah. right? All
right. This is No Hay Donde Ir, There's Nowhere to Go.
Contra la pared, mirando el cielo oscurecer.
a florecer con la espalda contra la pared. No hay a dónde ir, siempre me voy quedando hablando sola con la luz apagada. Y si no hay a dónde ir, siempre estaré con el reflejo del sol en el edificio enfrente. Estoy descalza en la vereda diciendo cualquiera en voz alta con el corazón a flor de piel y la espalda contra la pared. Si me si no hay vuelta atrás, si me va a pasar por al lado, mejor me quedo acá, quieta, sin dudar. No hay a dónde ir, siempre me voy quedando palabras, y aunque la puerta se me abra,
That was awesome.
Thank you. That's a fun one to play. It's got the chung chung.
So do you have is the approach when you're writing in English versus Spanish, is it the same, is it different?
I think it's totally different.
Oh yeah.
I was talking about this with a friend from back home actually, who's also a songwriter. For a long time, to me, English was the language of fiction, because like my life happened in Spanish, you know.
Yeah.
So like I actually started writing in English because it was easier to not feel like I was writing about my own life. And now that's changed a little bit because I've like had so much more of my life happen in English. But I think that is really something that I've constructed in my head, where like I feel like my Spanish songs are a little more introspective and a little more like inner process than my songs in English. Mm-hmm. If that answers the question.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I also think they're languages that sound really different. Like Spanish has long words with a lot of consonants in the middle, so you end up with a lot of syllables, where like
sure.
English, a lot of really important words are one syllable. So
yeah.
how much meaning you can fit into a short sentence is like totally different. So you have to like, I don't know if you find this, but I think you have to choose your words a lot more carefully in Spanish because of that.
Because they take
up more space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have thoughts on at least maybe not writing, but listening to music
well,
in the two languages?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the obsessions that I've been driving Anna crazy with is hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And I like hip-hop a lot. And Argentina has, like, risen up in hip-hop lately. Mm-hmm. And you definitely noticed what Anna's talking about the syllables and how many words you can fit with hip-hop artists especially. Because, yeah, one of the longest songs ever is Residente, and it's in Spanish. But I don't know how he fit all the Spanish words that he did, because it's like an Eminem kind of... you know,
hyper technical rap,
but in Spanish. So that is very impressive. And I do relate to what you said of once that our life is happening more in English, you start also thinking, not only writing music in English. So I don't know if you get the question of like, do you think in Spanish or English? I don't know. I don't usually know what to reply to anymore. It's both.
I found that I've started dreaming in English sometimes. Same. And that is really weird.
Yeah.
Or I'll have a dream about someone that I know in English and the dream is in Spanish. And that is so strange.
yeah that's funny. Yeah, there's I mean, it's so interesting having multiple languages, and also just like the way that your brain works when you're thinking in different languages is really, really cool. Do you find that the music that you tie to your songs in English versus Spanish, is the once you get past the lyrics, also what is your songwriting process? Are you more of a lyrics first or music first, or
it really depends. I feel like every song is different. Some songs start with like a beat, mm-hmm. and then, but I think the most common start to my songs is like I will have a small snippet that's like music and lyrics. So the No Hay Adonde Ir, for example, the snippet was like, Tengo los dedos dormidos, azules de frío. And I think it was like maybe kind of riffing on the melody from a different song. So, you know, that, but those two things came together and I was like, okay, what is the setting for this? How did this start? And sometimes it'll be trying to find the music that goes with that melody, and kind of the format of like the shape of the song around that. But it is something I think about a lot. I've studied a lot of songwriting, and there's a ton of different ways to start a song, and I feel like I keep starting songs the same way and then they end up sounding kind of the same, so I'm definitely trying to branch out. If any listeners have song starter ideas, let me know.
One small like musical note with your Spanish songs. I don't know if it's on purpose, but you usually rhythmically end up literally swinging when you're in Spanish and not so much in English.
That's true.
I don't know why, but that keeps happening.
I think that, I mean, it's two songs.
It is two. Wait.
Adiós and No Hay Adonde Ir.
Brisho.
We don't talk about Brisho. That's a song we don't play anymore. It was kind of fun. I don't think it's a bad song. It's just like, it's kind of funky.
Yeah.
And at some point I was like, wait, I don't know if this fits with what I want music to sound like.
Funky like the genre funk, or funky like a weird funk?
Like the genre.
Okay.
I don't know if that's even the right one.
Yeah, I think it got a little bit too much of a dose of Berkeley in it. So it became too chordy, too complicated. And
It was so fun to play, though.
It was very fun to play, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's one that you can, like, you know, when they say, okay, we need you to play a 2-hour set. It's like, oh, geez. Let's pull that one back.
Oh, no, not
up.
Even.
3, 4? Yeah. Keep going. That's great.
How long of a set would you have to play to include that song again?
you'd need to dig deep. Do you have a favorite song, both of you? Do you have a favorite song to play live?
Oof. I think right now it's Dog Song, which I'm not sure you're going to play that one. But
I am going to play that next.
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect lead-in.
I love that song. I love playing that song, yeah.
For me, it's either Dog Song, just because it's a fun song to play, or I like playing Damn live.
Of course,
when it's a full band situation.
Yeah.
Damn is a song that it's got kind of a drum and bass beat, and Mati is the one who has to start it. And it's usually at a point in the set where like the set starts and I'm in an alternate tuning, I'm in open D, and then that at the beginning of that song, the intro for that song is when I changed to standard tuning. Mm. So I have like four loops of the intro to like retune my guitar, and every time we play it, Mati seems to start it faster, so I have less time to tune, and then it's harder to play.
It's actually, that's a common thing for drummers, but that one specifically, it's definitely on purpose. I keep pushing to see how far we can play it, and it keeps getting faster and faster because we can play it faster and faster.
Yep.
I'm just pushing our limits, you know.
Yeah. You're just making us be better.
That's really funny. And yeah, well, with that, would you like to play us Dog Song?
I will play
then?
Dog Song.
Excellent.
You said the last week's theme was dogs.
Yes, yeah.
And so now we have Dog Song, and also, well, we can talk about it.
Well, Well, we can say not a dog there. Right in the other room. But yeah, that was, coincidentally, I was at a DIY show, and I had a friend come up to me and say, not even trying to come on the radio show, but saying, like, I have a great dog-themed playlist. I was like, That's awesome.
Well,
do you want to come on my radio show and play it?
Tell your friend to put the song on.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we'll do.
I don't want to be here, but I stay the whole time scratching at my seat, swallowing a scream. I can't remember when I started biting my tongue. I don't wanna see, but I watch the whole thing. Then I watch you leave, and I hang on to the kitchen sink, 'cause I'm tasting iron. I know I should just leave it alone, making it worse, making it worse. Digging my nails in the wound, it's like I want it to hurt. I'm thinking the sky I'm seeing. I know.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we can hear the Not a Dog, who will be playing at 10:30 on this very radio station. Yeah. Yeah. Dog song, not a dog song, not a dog songs. yeah. I'm gonna take a wild guess here that Dog Song isn't about a dog, but
no. How did you know?
Whoa, that's crazy. But
really good investigative journalism, Max.
Thanks. I'm really not a lyrics person, so I'm really proud of that one.
Anna doesn't let me bring a dog to our apartment, so no dogs.
Would you walk it?
What?
Would you be the one to walk it?
You know I would.
Would you be the one to vacuum the hair off the floor?
I've had 4 dogs.
This is true.
You could get a hypoallergenic one, too. Yeah. If you really want to.
This is so true.
But
we
yeah.
should talk to our landlady first.
If you guys were going to get a dog, what kind of dog would you get?
Whatever Mati wants.
Well.
So I want to say Bulldog because that's my favorite dog that recently passed away from my home.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
That would be a pain in the ass to take care of.
Yes.
So probably not. Probably like the healthiest dog on the planet. Just so yeah.
A dog that's just dog.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
breed is dog.
Yeah, a fully yeah. functional.
Functioning, healthy dog. No, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what? I'm really glad that I haven't seen any pugs recently.
Yeah.
Those are really, really sad animals.
Yes.
That is true. Yes.
My yeah. Grandparents had a pug when I was growing up. And the poor thing, he had so many problems. His nose was rotting off a little bit. Yeah. He lived 14 years, though. He was like you could not destroy him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at that point, you have to be indestructible just to stay alive.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. 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 Dogs are cool.
Shout out dogs. Cool. But Dog Song is not about a dog.
No, that's
dog
crazy.
Dog Song, yeah, it's about feeling really lonely and sad and not being able to look away from your phone.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay.
So the opposite of a dog, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe a dog
Well,
would have
dogs
helped.
Can get lonely.
True.
But it was fun. I wrote it in my room by myself at 3 a.m, you know, the tortured songwriter kind of thing. And then I never thought about it on my own after. I wrote the guitar parts with a friend, then I wrote the drum parts with my band, then I recorded it with my friends and band and engineer friends, and then we did gang vocals, and then Dog Song was cool because I didn't feel lonely making the song. I felt lonely writing the song, but not when we actually recorded it, made it real. And that it has a very special place in my heart because of that.
Mm-hmm. They say that it takes a village to raise a child, but it just takes a village in general.
It takes a village. Yeah. Yeah.
It
yeah,
just
exactly.
period. Yeah. Yeah. That's really great. You know, and that's yeah. Boston's good. There are very few, if any, people in the Boston music scene who aren't friendly.
This is true.
You just won't. I mean, I've heard nightmare stories about the other New York. Don't talk to that person. Yada. Boston's just really nice in general.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. At least in the music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is good. Yeah,
yeah.
Especially because it's a revolving door. So if you're not nice, you're gonna
yep.
yeah get out on the next turn. Yeah. Here's one for you guys. What is the best advice that you've been given? Either in life or when it comes to making music or doing music.
Wow.
And it doesn't have to be. If you just have good advice.
I have a thing,
yeah.
But it's kind of a non-answer.
That's okay.
I took this... It wasn't really a class. It was a mentorship seminar type situation where every week there would be a talk, and then once in the semester you would have a one-on-one conversation with the person who was given the talks. And I came to the one-on-one conversation, and he asked me, what's your thing? And I was like, well, I actually do many things. I have my solo project, and then I have a duo project with a friend from Argentina, which is, Argentinian indie folk type stuff. And then I'm also, a producer, and I do research. And I think all those things, are part of what makes me. And this guy was like, you're not going to be able to commit to all three things. And you should pick one or maybe two. And I thought about it a lot I think it is good advice in general. Like, you are not going to be able to have the same level of commitment for everything that you do. But I took it, and to me, what it ended up meaning was less give up on one of these things or two of these things, and instead figure out how these things fit together mm-hmm. and become one bigger thing.
Yeah.
No, that's a great answer. Yeah. If you can't do it all separately, put it together.
Yeah.
So I'll pile up on that and then go with mine. But honestly, I do not know the podcast that I heard this on, but it was very recently. And it was someone saying, I'm not like that person. I'm not going to be the top person in any field, but with my three expertises, I'll create my own.
Yeah,
so I'll be the top one and that one. Yeah, so love that. I thought of some advice, and there's a drumming professor at Berkeley called Francisco Mela, who's she's just the best, but he's a very interesting person to get to know. One of the best at Berkeley, but you have to get used to him, basically. And one semester I walked in and he had me play swing like we always did. And the first thing he said was, oh, so you forgot how to swing. And I was like, oh, whoa, what's happening? But he followed it up with, you're thinking too much. You're not relaxed. You can't connect to the music. And since then, every time my checklist is, am I thinking too much while I'm playing? Am I relaxed? Am I connecting to the music? Those three are the checklist. And anytime one of those is off, I'm off. So yeah, that's probably the best advice I've had at Berkeley.
Is there anything that you go to recenter yourself when you notice that one of those is off?
Yeah, that comes from my other private instructor at Berkeley, Dave DeSenso. Breathing, not locking my jaw, which apparently, so not tensing up, basically. Mm-hmm. In my case, I tense up my jaw, apparently. So breathing and making sure my whole body is relaxed. That, as a drummer, we overlook that, and it's so important, way more important than we think. We think that it's just the wrist or whatever, but it's the whole thing. So usually breathing is the first thing.
Yeah. And on a different note, it sounds like Not a Dog is having a fantastic time, and I love it, but let's try and close that door.
Let's do that.
Because I love the giggles, but...
But
we're having
audible.
A serious conversation.
We're trying to have a real conversation.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. And, yeah. But also, it's an important part of warming up for your show to get the giggles out. And
Yeah. I feel like we did that. We watched a lot of Instagram reels.
It's true. Seals.
Maybe. My favorite thing lately has been coming home and you're sitting on the couch watching something and I start watching Instagram reels next to you and eventually we're just like co-watching Instagram reels.
Definitely. Yeah. And Anna has altered my Instagram algorithm where I just get a lot of seal videos.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Seals
they're
behaving
the best.
Very silly. And I love them now. Yes. Yeah. I have to alter your algorithm somehow, but I don't...
Sports.
Sharks.
Sports, drums, hip hop. That's fun. Yeah. How are the beaches in Argentina?
They're okay.
Okay.
They're kind of cold.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
pretty big waves, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen a lot in this coast, of course. We can talk about the other one. But yeah, in Argentina. Yeah, definitely. I think the most fun I've had at the beach is just going and just diving inside of different waves. That's always
that
the most
fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, is that water coming up from,
I have
like,
no idea.
The Antarctic?
Could not tell you.
I think that's how that circulates, maybe.
I believe you.
I don't know. That could be wrong.
I actually have no idea.
Yeah. Oh. There are many reasons why water could be cold.
You, like, ask me anything about trains.
Oh, yeah?
I can tell you a lot about trains and, like...
Yeah. any favorite
climates, but I could not tell you anything about water.
That could potentially be the case for the south of Argentina.
Yeah.
But it's such a long country. Where we are from, I don't think so, just because it's, like, in the center and we're not close to the Antarctic. But
right. Well, if it's not coming from down there, it's coming from the equator.
I don't think it's coming from the equator.
Well, yeah.
So then Antarctic.
Yeah, I guess so.
That might be the best guess.
But by way of the rest of the coast of South America, of course. Yeah. But
well, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But so wait, you said trains, and what was the other topic?
That's actually kind of it. Okay, that's the only topic.
We're taking back the other one, whatever it was.
More than I should about.
Well, do you have any favorite train fun facts?
Yes, actually. Boston has the oldest train in the Americas.
Oh, wow.
The oldest subway in the Americas. But Buenos Aires has the oldest subway in South America.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
No, you do.
Wow.
And do you know the controversy behind the oldest subway claim? Because the New York subway was built right around the same time, and I think
the
Boston one. Because the Boston one was first, but at least part of the tracks were above ground. Whereas the New York one, I believe, was the first completely underground.
I see.
But Boston was, but Boston had the Park Street to Boylston Street underground.
Yeah.
That, of course, that's like two blocks. So. Yeah.
But it was underground, wasn't
it? Yeah, but it was. That's
and it
right.
Still is.
Yes. Yes. Somehow.
Yeah. And it works like 6 months out of the 12.
Which, you know, for something that's like, well, how old is it?
I want to say it's from like 1905 or something.
Ooh.
Let's look it up. Subway established date. Dun da da da. 1914.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. 1897.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Buenos Aires might be 1905, but I'm realizing that my train knowledge is also not that in depth. So
that's the beautiful thing. There's always more to learn.
There's always more to learn.
Yeah. And with that, would you like to learn us another one of your songs?
Yes.
Thanks.
That was really good.
Yeah, well.
I'm gonna play the last one in open D, and then I'm gonna retune for the next couple songs. The song is called Halloween Part 2. I've been asked why it's called Halloween Part 2, and the answer is that it's a secret. Couple nights you've been acting like you've wanted me for a long time, putting your hand in mine under freezing October skies, always end up ending up by each other's side. The thing is, I would in a heartbeat, I would if you asked me, wreck your home, she seems lovely, I'd ruin it all. I guess it's fine if nothing happens between me and you. Though I'm scared that we'll cross a border, won't mess this up forever. And you said it yourself, we shouldn't drink around each other, 'cause then you
left me.
It's a very pretty song.
Thank you. It's about kind of ugly feelings.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have ugly feelings.
This is true. And isn't it great when you can get them out in a pretty way?
Yes.
If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
I know the name in Spanish, but not in English.
Say it in Spanish.
Ombu?
It doesn't have a name in English.
Oh, it doesn't have an English. No. So, ombu, yeah.
What's it look like? How do you spell it?
Thick.
Yes, exactly. It's a very thick rooted tree that's like huge. So, O-M-B-U. That's it. And it's just huge and solid. And yeah. I don't know how old it can grow, but very old as well. So. Yeah, it's just a badass tree, basically.
That is a very, very cool tree. Huh.
This might be a bad analogy, but it seems like if a whale was a tree.
No, that's totally what it is.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
I see it. Yeah, it's very undulating, almost. It's, I mean, with all those roots. I mean,
Yeah, exactly.
It really spreads. Yeah.
I like a weeping willow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm sensitive.
That just makes me think of Harry Potter, to be honest, at this point.
Well, that's the whomping willow.
That's the whomping.
Yeah.
What a great word, whomping.
Right? Well, would you like to play another one for us?
Yes.
Cool.
How long do we have?
We've got another 10 minutes.
Okay.
But we're gonna leave like the last 5 minutes that we have time to transition. Yeah. So if you wanted to squeeze in like another two, we could be, or
sounds
just one.
Sounds good. I'll.
You tell me. We can start with
that. I'll do two kind of back to back.
Cool. Perfect.
This one's called Adios. This is the most fun to play one. We both lied before.
This is true.
The most fun to play.
This is very fun to play. Yeah.
Me pesa tu foto en mi billetera. Me duele que lo que quisiera es saber que no te perdí. Sabías que me rompí en miles de piezas, que armar como un rompecabezas negaría lo que sentí. Nos quedaba tanto tiempo que al final se terminó. Y despertaste en mi cama como si fuera un error. Te querías liberar, pero nunca te atrapé. Se rompió y decidiste una mañana no querías decir adiós del todo, ni me querías lastimar, no, aunque quizás nunca Pero lo que pasó de veras es que te perdiste de mí. Okay, that was adios. Should I do medicine or inercia? Nice. Too close? Okay. I will never escape medicine. In a haze, watch the nights blur into days. And your girlfriend said you couldn't stay. You thought you'd be with her till you turned gray. It's getting late. Nobody comes to the beach after eight. Don't know the view, they're missing out on off the bay. Sky turned orange and pink like a bouquet. Said you need medicine for the state of the world you're living in, that you gotta stop imagining and be more afraid. No one thought that we would live to see the 70s, that in a new millennium we couldn't breathe. But we got there in time to clean up the sea. The doctor said you need medicine for the state of the world you're living in, that you psychosomatic and breathe, it's automatic, course go on autopilot and drive you to the hospital. Rooms are underwater, debris is floating over your head, the stars are falling or dead, cause you can't see them, and Elon Musk is going to space, but only him and his friends, his baby.
You said that you write your fiction in English. You have some very powerful songwriting.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That means a lot.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And so that one's out, right?
That one's out.
Yes.
One's out. It's part of my album that came out like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since we've said your name. Who are you? Where can people find you?
My name is Anashon, that's A-N-A-S-C-H-O-N, with an N like Natalie at the end. I am on Instagram and TikTok, though I don't really use TikTok anymore, as A-N-A dot S-C-H-O-N, or on streaming with my full legal first and last name.
And you have a song coming out next week.
Yes.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
I'm playing a house show in New York, if anybody happens to be in Brooklyn on Friday, with some of my favorite artists. But that's like a very, you know, casual thing, so just DM me if you want to come to that. And then the next show we have in Boston might be in March or something. But I will keep my social media updated.
Next one's in March in Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long way away.
Yeah.
And you're also, really quickly, I will ask you, you're not just doing music in school right now, right?
No.
I'm a
PhD student. I'm starting my PhD in like 2 weeks at MIT at the Media Lab. But my research does have to do with music and with local music scenes specifically. So if anybody likes to talk about that stuff, please contact me and we can talk about local music scenes academically as well.
Ooh, awesome. ANA.SCHON on the social medias.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming
in. Thank you so much for having us, Max.
Your mic, you can put it back down and yeah.
Can I unplug this?
Thank you.
Yeah, so now it won't make an ugly sound either. Yes.
Yay!
Well, yeah, thank you guys so much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
And best of luck.